This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
A couple weeks ago, we talked about the declining number of journalists covering state houses around the country, and that sort of evolved into a discussion about investigative journalism. I think we'd like to continue down that road today. We talked about how some people consider journalists to be the enemy of the people. We view it as journalists being the enemy of those who have something to hide, right, Will?
Sure. And I think it's invaluable to note that, having reporters on site at newsrooms and bureaus and state capitals across the country is invaluable. I had just come from myself some diversity training that we were having here at the university. And I was thinking to myself how maybe we're come to a point where there's so much misinformation out there that maybe we need to have some general journalism training or press training or some citizenry understanding or comprehension, because I think there's just such gross misunderstanding or uncomprehension about just what the media's role is and what they do. It's not an arm of entertainment or to try to get somebody or to try to flounder one side or another. It shouldn't be adversarial. I mean, or it shouldn't be confrontational. It should be more adversarial, I should say, and trying to support and trying to inform the citizenry. And for God's sakes, it's part of our First Amendment, and it's something that I think we've in this country have lost perspective on.
I think part of the problem is that there are journalists out there who are very much into gotcha type of stories. And that, that tarnishes the reputation of all of us when you see something like that. And people who do come to particular stories with a particular slant, and that's something we constantly have to fight against.
And they're amusing, and they're entertaining, and they're quirky and cheeky, and they have their little turnarounds and their slangs and sayings and so forth. But I think we need to realize how this is, I think it's hurting America. I think it's hurting the general population, the citizenry, and what we're trying to do here. And people need to understand that. And with just because you have an internet connection doesn't mean that you need to be more selective in where you're trying to get your news and where you're trying to determine who truly is a journalist that's trying to serve your needs and who's just trying to spread their own propaganda or points of view. I mean, it's okay to listen to someone who has an opinion and an editorial or opinion once in a while, but we need to discern that between fact and fiction and from opinion and being objective.
And one of the major complaints I see from people who, say journalists are a huge problem in this country or fake news, whatever they want to say, is that our whole intent is to get them to watch or get them to listen, to get them to click on the link, and we're trying to make money off of them. So because we're trying to make money in journalism, we're bad people, or we're fake. We're not telling them the truth. We're sensationalizing everything, and that totally, number one, discounts the journalists who work for non-commercial purposes, like, for instance, Rich Egger and his staff. They're public radio stations, so they don't rely on ad dollars in any way. They rely on donations and various other forms of fundraising, but it's not commercial. And also, I've only worked in commercial outlets, so on the commercial side of things, I can tell you I personally have never met a journalist who was out to – they were just thinking, oh, I need to get people to watch this. I need to get people to click this. I never thought of – well, the journalists never came off as thinking that way. Maybe people above them, the people – that own the station. I mean, they're also above the salespeople, so the general manager is always thinking like that. But when it takes, when it comes to the people who are down working on these stories, those aren't the people you should put that on. That they're not thinking that way. At least many of them aren't. Anyone I've ever met has never come off in that manner.
Certainly, conservatives have chipped away for years and have complained for years about liberal bias in the media without actually providing much of any proof of that. And I think over the years, when you keep hammering away at a message like that, there was this poll that came out recently that found 43% of self-identified Republicans said they believe the president should have the authority to close news outlets engaged in so-called bad behavior. Only 36% disagreed with that statement. 48% of Republicans said they believe the news media is the enemy of the American people.
That's especially troubling, and to agree to think that the president should have the right to gag the media, I think that on its grounds, on the surface, sounds very unconstitutional, going against our First Amendment. But I think as the opening statement that you stated, Rich, talking about how I think people that confront the media the way that they do, confront journalists and try to question their authority, just have something to hide generally. If that wasn't the case, that they would be stand-up people and answer these questions and understand that the job that we're doing here is out of a duty. It's a service that's very crucial that people need to understand, and it's not for the sake of, again, trying to get the other guy or trying to pick sides. It's not about that at all. And again, I think this is something that we just don't understand, and we need to really educate the general public about this.
I think people need to remember that if they're okay with the media being gagged, then they're okay with themselves being gagged, because mm-hmm. we're using the same amendment that right. anyone else is using. It's not that we're special and set apart from other people. It's that we have the same rights as anyone else in this country, and we exercise them maybe on a more public level than other people. But if you're okay with journalists being gagged, you are saying you are okay with yourself and anyone you know being gagged, and you do not want to go down that path.
Well, this is something America fought against for many years, authoritarian regimes, the Cold War. If you're listening to us right now and you think the media should be gagged, I would recommend you move to an authoritarian country and see how that treats you for a few years.
And I think a good follow-up to this questionnaire, and I don't know if these other questions were included, but I think a good follow-up to say, well, if so, if this is what you believe, I mean, do you believe in that this is justified for these authoritarian state-run organizations or other authoritarian states or countries? Is this something that you support? Is this something that you speak of, or that is this something that you think is place that we should be going to? And I think people need to think twice about what they're actually saying here, because these are very surprising and very disturbing responses that I've read here from this particular survey.
And politicians are supposed to be public servants. That's how we refer to them sometimes, public servants. They're supposed to be serving the public good, not their own good. And journalists, one of the roles of a journalist is to keep tabs on politicians and make sure they're following the rules that are established and they're not in office just to line their own pockets.
Yeah, and talking about animosity against the media, I can't wrap my head around it. Because when I've worked as a news producer, I can't tell you how many different phone calls I would get from people who needed help. And they would turn to various agencies in the state government. They would call their local police officer. They wouldn't get anywhere. So then they'd call us. And that happens all the time. People are forgetting that we are there to help them. And we're not necessarily EMTs, and we're not doctors, and we're not police officers. But what we can do, we will do, and we'll look into things. And so many stories have stemmed from people reaching out and just asking for help. And we do that public service. So I just don't understand the animosity.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.